Lifeway Research conducted this survey of those with evangelical beliefs in September, and the first findings were released in December, and those focused on evangelicals' attitudes toward Israel and the peace process. Those findings can be found on the Alliance for the Peace of Jerusalem website, as well as the Lifeway Research website. Today's findings didn't quite fit topically with that, and so we saved those for today. And today, this part two really focuses on evangelicals, Jewish people, and the gospel. But first, let me help you understand a little better who we surveyed for this particular survey. This was a survey of people in America, adults with evangelical beliefs. This is a definition that we developed with the National Association of Evangelicals. And an adult has to strongly agree with four statements. The first statement is that the Bible is the highest authority for what I believe. The second is that it's very important for me personally to encourage non-Christians to trust Jesus Christ as their Savior. And the final two are involve the exclusivity of Jesus Christ for removing my sins and for providing eternal salvation. And so an individual has to strongly agree with all of those. While about a quarter of Americans self-identify as being evangelical, this is a narrower definition. About 15-16% of Americans have evangelical beliefs. And so it's this audience that we look at in more detail to find out their beliefs about the gospel and about Jewish people. As I mentioned, the survey was conducted in September. To find these people, we used GFK's knowledge panel, which is a probability-based sample. And so this is a representative sample of Americans that then were screened to find those who have evangelical beliefs. And those completed surveys were 2002 surveys. And so this is a very robust sample and an accurate sample of those with evangelical beliefs. So as we start to think about evangelicals and Jewish people and the gospel, the first question is to look at how much overlap is there between evangelicals and Jewish people. And we found that 2% of those with evangelical beliefs have a Jewish parent or grandparent. That may sound like a small percentage, but if we think in numbers, it's 870,000 Americans indicate that they have both evangelical beliefs and have a Jewish parent or grandparent. And in context, we started with all Americans, went to roughly just under 40 million Americans who have evangelical beliefs, and then just slightly higher than 2% of them indicate that they have a Jewish parent or grandparent. And that brings us to the estimate of just over 870,000 Americans who have both evangelical beliefs and Jewish heritage. But they also have friends. 3 out of 10 of those with evangelical beliefs have Jewish friends. 17% have Muslim friends, and 6% have Palestinian friends. A larger group, 46%, indicate they do not have friends in any of those three groups, and about 1 in 5 are not sure if any of their friends fit one of those ethnic groups. Among those who have Jewish friends, we went further and asked them whether or not they have prayed for the salvation of their Jewish friends in the last week. And 35% of these evangelicals indicated they have done so. But that means that 60% have not, and a handful were not sure if they had in the last week. Another expression of the gospel is actually asking whether or not these evangelicals have shared the gospel with Jewish friends. And this time, the time frame was in the last year. In the last year, have you shared the gospel with any of your Jewish friends? And just under a third of evangelicals indicated that they have. But again, we have that 6 out of 10 who had not, and a handful that were not sure if they had in that time frame. So even though the numbers who have actually shared the gospel in the last year are somewhat low, when we asked about the importance of sharing the gospel, we found that more than 8 out of 10 evangelicals indicate that it's important to share the gospel with Jewish people, and 71% strongly agreed with that statement. And so it's a priority in their lives, but whether they haven't built the relationships yet or have not had the courage to share, we see a smaller portion actually sharing the gospel. The last two findings I have to share with you today are a couple of statements that we gave evangelicals to respond to, whether they agree or disagree, and these statements relate to some biblical prophecy. The first statement was, the Bible teaches that one day most or all Jewish people, a alive at that time will believe in Jesus. We see that a majority of evangelicals agree with that statement, that there will be that point in time where we see a large conversion to Jesus Christ, even possibly all Jewish people at that time. A much smaller group, 16%, disagree, but 29% are not sure if that's the case or are unsure about the meaning of those passages, if they're aware of them. The last statement that we gave them to respond to was that Jewish people continue to be significant for the history of redemption as Jesus Christ will return when the Jewish people accept Jesus. Somewhat related to the last statement, but also bringing to bear the return of Jesus Christ to that sequence of events. And we see that almost half of evangelicals agree that's what the Bible is talking about in terms of prophecy. But we do see that 23% disagree, that's not the sequence and the timing, and that 31% are really not sure about that. So in summary, from this part of the research, and this does conclude all of the survey questions from this survey joined together with the December release, but we see that the gospel has been shared with Jewish people. We see evidence of that in that 2% of those with evangelical beliefs are Jewish. And we see that evangelism among Jewish people is a large priority with well over 8 out of 10 indicating that it's very important to do so. But we do see smaller numbers who indicated that they have shared the gospel recently with Jewish friends.